And welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to a beautiful, beautiful day. Well, Backyard and Beyond, I thought today I'd just share some of the things that are going on in my backyard, so to speak. And by backyard, of course, we mean the community and beyond. I hear every once in a while somebody say, well, there's nothing to do, or I'm so bored. Well, welcome to my world, and you can always volunteer or at least participate in some way. So I just wanted to mention a few things going on, not just in my life, but a lot of other people. The first one is the Downtown Beautification Project. And I know people who were in town yesterday and drove down either Walnut Street or Chestnut Street, perhaps saw some people out planting. They have noticed the bags of mulch around the edges of the beds on the corners. And so that's going on, and thank goodness the weather has cooperated beautifully. And so lots of the beds were completed yesterday. More will be done today, and then there's a couple more Friday and Saturday, and then they will, I think, be finished for the enjoyment of all. And I know all of the workers appreciate it when somebody comes by and say, that's looking good. You know, it's a little bit of motivation. But anybody who'd like to volunteer, you still can do that. The basic program is that businesses and organizations volunteer to adopt a bed, and their responsibility is first to help plant it, and it's just the annuals. There's just three kinds of annuals we're putting in that, celosia, alyssum, and marigolds, and then the follow-up to keep the trash and the weeds out. And, of course, the purpose of all that mulch is to keep the weeds down to a minimum. So we're just encouraging folks, and you know, you could do this too. As you walk down the street and you see a weed in there, it would be okay if you leaned over and pulled it. I can hardly keep myself from doing that. But if you're not a plant person, you perhaps don't notice that, or you wouldn't want to pull it. But, you know, it takes everybody to keep the community looking good. So the other thing, of course, everyone can do is not throw trash out. There are those containers along the way that you can put trash in. So keep it looking good. There are a number of people, and I want to say Lori Reed heads that up, and CPC, Community Promotion Committee, provides some funds so that the plants can be purchased, and also Nathan Robinson, his business, Robinson Landscaping, is hired to do major cleanup before we plant, and also to do watering, which has always been sort of a, oh, do I need to water that? And it's very difficult. So he's doing the watering and has the equipment to do that. So the whole Downtown Beautification. And if you're not from Atlantic, you probably have a town that you connect with that you could help do some beautification in one way or another. Even if it's not planting something, there are always things to do. And mentioning planting, I'd just like to mention that some rework is going on at the Cass County Community Center. And one of those includes the garden that is north of the building, Saren's Garden, where there will be flowers, but there will also be veggies and herbs that will be shared with the community. So if you'd like to know more about that program, or if you would like to have a tomato to plant in your backyard, in a container or in your yard, and would be willing to share with others, you might contact Kathy Booth about that. It's a giving program. Then, want to mention, coming up is the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally. If you heard Steve and I the other day, you heard us talking about Bada Bada Bing Bang. I love to say that. That is this Saturday, the 21st. For vendors, it is 9 to 4. For the public, 10 to 3, and as Steve explained, it's better to get all the vehicles in there and parked and so on before other folks start coming in. It is a pretty spectacular view of many kinds of military vehicles and some other kinds of exhibits. Steve mentioned he has an exhibit of stoves. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing that. And these people are coming not just from close by, but from out of state. So I start thinking about, well, that has to be a job to either drive or haul those big pieces of equipment for a number of miles. And of course, some of them are staying overnight Friday night before they get their vehicles in place on Saturday. And some of them are, of course, coming in just for Saturday. So they have they'll be there. All of the owners and operators will be there for you to visit with and find out why they do that, maybe specifics about the piece of equipment, their personal stories. You know, it's an interesting visit with those folks. So you are invited to do that, and there will also be food available over the noon hour if you would like to have your noon meal there. And in addition, the building, the American Legion Memorial Building, will be open for tours. That is free, and we really want people to come and see what's happening there. If you haven't been there for a while, you will be surprised, I think, at the kinds of progress that's been made. The Military Museum, the Military Library, and almost finished with the big room that, and I believe Steve said that 1,600 square feet, to rent out for your occasions that where you need a big space. So you need to check that out. Now, how can you check that out? Well, the best thing to do is come in person on Saturday, this Saturday the 21st. But the other way you can check it out is we're excited that we have a new website. And it's pretty easy, I think, to remember. It's ariseatlantic.org is the address for the website. You will see lots of pictures there and, of course, information about the building. We've had some discussion about that building because so many people call it the Armory. Well, it was the Armory for a lot of years. It was the National Guard Armory. But even while it was the National Guard Armory, it still was. I'm saying it was used by the National Guard. It was the American Legion Memorial Building. And then there are a lot of folks that don't know why is it the American Legion Memorial Building. Is that mean just the American Legion group uses it? No, what it means is that they were the ones who started the whole planning, funding, that sort of thing to get the building built as a memorial to World War I veterans. So it's always been that memorial. It's just been used for various purposes. Some of you may remember being there. I think there was some dance lessons there. There were some archery programs there. There were, that's where the high school held many of their ball games initially before there was another place at school to do that. So it's been used for many purposes over a lot of years. All of that time, it is and was the American Legion Memorial Building. Now, its purpose is several, but the main thing is to honor all veterans, all service people, no matter World War I, World War II, and, on. The Desert Storm, and we need some more folks to step up and give us some exhibits there. And Jim just reminded me, really fun when Lawrence Welk played there. And, lots of things. And so did the, the ball players, the Harlem Globetrotters played there. So lots of things went on there. Lots of memories stored there. So if you want to see that, you want to come down on this Saturday, it will be open. Or you can request a tour other times. On the website, there is a calendar. You can see what dates are open and how to contact somebody to get that tour planned. So that's all a big thing related to the community. It is a community use building. Then finally, I can't leave without talking about produce in the park. And I've had a number of people say, well, when does that start? And those of us who work on it think, well, everybody knows that. That's not true. Those of us who work on it, who are vendors, who plan to sell things there, know that date for sure. But for the rest of the folks, it's not planted in their heads. And that's June 2nd. Just think, the first Thursday in June. June 2nd is when it opens, and it is going to open with a bang, I'm going to say. The Atlantic Public Library is going to be there with lots of activities to do their summer sign up, and of course, we'll have a whole array of produce vendors, and somebody's saying, well, what produce is available? Quite a lot. You'll find quite a lot of produce available, and baked goods, and so on. Almost all of the vendors who were there last year have signed up to be there again, and some new ones. So you want to come on to the Atlantic City Park every Thursday night, starting at 4:30 to 6:30, on June 2nd through the end of September for sure. And again, if you'd like to volunteer to help with that, just give me a call. We'll find a job for you. And you can be a part of that community event that happens every Thursday night, June 2nd through September 29. Put that on your calendar and don't miss it. There's always something new going on there. So lots going on, lots more that I have. That's just a few things I mentioned. Go to AtlanticIowa.com and you'll find a whole slew more of things going on. Until next time, here's the thought. The biggest lie I tell myself is, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it.